29.
Theoretically, yes. Little check. Yep, rock and roll.
MCPs.
Where? Where? In here?
Yes.
I haven't seen a one.
Directly diagonally to me.
Let me know if you see one. Make sure I get him out of here.
Okay, I see one. I see one right there.
I'm out of here. And who are you going to gentle to, huh?
Well, at least I wouldn't have to put up so much back chat. Our channel to...
Yeah, there you go. And I could just imagine the conversation with Omar. I'm just most worth watching. How you doing, dear? Are you treating you good?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, let us get down to business on this pre-festive night for you and yours. Okay, let me see. Stock markets. Stock market's doing some nice, interesting little fluctuations, isn't it?
Up and down.
Up and down like a yo-yo. Remember what I said a while back that it would do this. Now, what does the future hold? Is everybody is now looking into the future. On December the 23rd, 1997. And it's approximately 8:30. Well, the future. The future is uncertain. All events are currently in motion. And there's the fact that I'm still waiting for analytic reports so that I can plan for the year ahead. However, I see the first 3 months being a little bit much like the last 3 months, with its wild fluctuations and climbs and decreases. A time for wise planning, wise investment. On a overseas note, we have working, we have going certain economic situations in the Orient. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 is doing some interesting hip hopping up and down. The market is still up overall in the Orient, except for in certain markets such as Hong Kong, Seoul, let me work my way down the peninsula, Taipei, Shanghai. Pretty much they're down overall, but they're still up on the year, even though some are actually now in the red as opposed to the black where they were earlier on last. So, let us look at certain factors and go over these factors. External forces and influences, as stated in the past, are to play a important role in the economic fortunes of the United States. These external influences, as been stated, obviously are very external and are starting to come into play, which is the reason why the US market is doing these wild fluctuations. These external influences are creating a rippling effect that as the ripple goes, it goes up and down, up and down. Very simply analytic and worded very simply and a little bit sillily. But that is factor one. External influences in the market interacting with yours. Factor two, crime statistics. Crime statistics overall are down. However, certain age groups, crime statistics are actually going from a steady normal growth, up 3%, up 4%, up 12%. Yeah, those are normal figures. And are jumping dramatically, up 25%, up 32%. Certain categories of crimes, the general trend is downward. However, again, certain groups, certain age groups, the figures are actually way above normal at 52%, up 33%, 12%. These factors are all double or even quadruple of the normal climb rate.
I'd like to make an addendum to this.
Certainly.
Last night I was watching a special on MTV concerning the ICP.
ICP.
Which stands for Insane Clown Posse.
Mm-hmm.
Insane Clown Posse is this group, a musical group, out of Detroit, where they dress up in clown faces. Their music is all death-based. It's like death metal. And it's almost rap, death rap. White guys. But the whole crowd is in, you know, face paint. And there's broken bones. There's massive contusions. There's bruises at their concerts. And, you know, the people dealing that are actually going to these concerts, and I was watching some interviews with some of them, one of the most disturbing signs of moral degradation I have seen beyond anything that's happened to this point. And it was the most scary thing I've seen on the TV.
Now, this age group is between 18 and 25, correct?
15 and 25.
That is the age group I'm actually covering. Certain age groups, it was like
on this. Was it.
These guys 18 were, to 25.
They were racist.
Mm-hmm.
They were violent. Mm-hmm. Their whole attitude was completely beyond third dimension, to almost second dimension, if you go to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby they were strictly into, you know, hate, flashing the finger, F this, blah this. You know, blank, blank, blank.
So, certain moral behaviors. Well, let's first of all put up, we have external international factors.
Right.
We have criminal activities. Now let's look at moral degradation, as you have started in on that path, which was going to dovetail nicely, and I think did so, with my analysis on crime.
Excellent.
Okay, moral degradation. Okay, there is the opulent moralistic behavior of that once was classified as to helping. They've now reached to the point of condescension. You can't take care of yourself, so we're going to take care of you. That is moral misbehavior number one. The fact that we can take care of you better than you can take care of yourself or your offspring. Let us support you. Let us take care of you. Let us do all the worrying. Which makes people behave very meekly because they think that they're incompetent to take care of themselves. On the other side of that is the racism, which is making a comeback, believe it or not.
Oh, I do believe that for last night.
And it's not just white people.
Oh, I know.
It is as much other ethnic black groups, oriental groups, and others. And the ethnic derision within your country. Now, being a melting pot is great. There's many, many positive factors, cultural, genetic, ethnic backgrounds, and so on. It's wonderful. But also there are people that see these ethnic groups as an opportunity for a power base. And in doing so, they use whatever moral system or lack of moral system works, such as the Mad Clown group.
Yeah.
These people capitalize on an agenda. Now, on the surface, this racist behavior is very scattered and sporadic and unfocused. Now, the thing is to look behind the scenes. Who is actually funding? Who is actually giving these people ideas? Who is giving these people help? Those are the people that are to be looked at. Now, recent research has indicated that certain musical groups are being funded by supposedly very well-behaved organizations.
Well, here's a kick for you.
Now, hold on. Okay. Certain groups have connections internationally. These international links are helping to create disruption. These international links are giving support to various ethnic groups, such as, let us look at the Church of Islam. Funding for that group is coming from places such as Libya, such as Iraq. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If they are spreading the gospel of their religion, that is fine, that is part of the melting pot. But what is the other money being used for that is being funneled through these organizations? Certain individuals are a little naive in the handlings of their underlings, what they have. All it takes is one person to be able to funnel money through organizations. The same with certain political organizations. They're doing exactly the same thing, but kind of in reverse osmosis. Instead of filtering down through, it has been funneled up towards to influence. Internal ethnic groups of prestige are also doing the same thing and funneling money through organizations. Very old, but not ancient, organizations are doing exactly the same thing externally to an internal source. Let us take a hypothetical line. Let us take the Ku Klux Klan as a center. Okay, they supply money to various ethnic racist groups. They supply money to certain militia groups. But where is the money coming from? From external groups, international external groups, such as the National Socialist Movement that is scattered throughout the world, which has money flowing from established bank accounts into these groups, not just within the United States, but such groups as the National Front, which I believe is a British political organization, the British Movement, the German Movement, the French Movement. All these groups are having money funneled through from various international, for want of a better word, corporations or international firms that have been established for 60, 70 years that are supplying financial fiscal gap. So let us look at our list now. We have external market forces, crime statistics, moral degradation, racist behavior. All these groups, even though they have different agendas and different ethnic backgrounds, have one common goal, the advancement of their group. What was your question?
Well, it wasn't a question, the point, not something, is that the ICP, Insane Clown Posse, their label is actually owned by the Disney Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Corporation pulled ICP's records off the shelves when they realized what the content of the records was, therefore spurring this huge demand, which was then supplied, and the movement grew by, it must have quadrupled at least.
Mm-hmm.
By the fact that Disney realized, you know, pulling their stuff from the shelves, basically condemning them.
Okay.
And then the records were released after all.
Okay, now, if Kara would kindly butt out this time with supplying you little tidbits and pointing you in the right directions.
It's helping you, dear.
Yes, I know. I know. I'm just having fun with it. Okay. Lastly, we have corporate naivety and corporate attacks. Not attacks from one corporation to another, but organizations attacking corporations because they see them as a threat. Okay, let us take the most recent and famous one as an example. And that is Microsoft and Mr. Bill Gates. Mr. Bill Gates has recently been battling with Janet Reno over Windows 95, the most used computer system in the world. In this small population here with three computers, right, mm-hmm. it only makes up 66% of the computers used. So, worldwide, it would more be about 70% of all computers used, which isn't a monopoly. A monopoly is when it is 100%. However, the fact that Mr. Bill Gates has become probably the richest person in the world has now created worry and concern that this gentleman may have political aspirations, and whatever it takes to destroy him is necessary. This is wrong, due to the fact that Bill Gates has no political aspirations. He is interested in making money, helping others, setting up programs where individuals are helped, and helped in such a way that they are not forced to become dependent. This ties in and rounds out the conversation nicely. Now, this activity creates fear because he is making people actually independent of being supported by other groups. He is setting them up in such a way and does not want anything in return except for the fact that they can now go out and make money and buy computers, and in doing so, possibly use his system. More than likely, use his system.
Good system.
Which makes him richer. Now, the attacks launched by certain political organizations on this gentleman are designed for two reasons. One is because they see him as a possible political threat, which he is not. However, their activities and behaviors may actually force him to become a political figure. Maybe siding with somebody like Ross Perot. Two of the richest men in the world working together with one that is eloquent, thoughtful, and well-behaved. Does not go running around in circles in panic mode.
Which one's this?
Bill Gates. And the other reason being the fact that he is making people independent and not dependent on handouts. Taking away the power base of those certain political organizations. Okay. The floor is open.
Now, in a lot of ways, Bill Gates is representative of the blue-collar worker.
Mm-hmm.
And now you start small.
Uh-huh.
Became the richest man in the world.
Didn't even graduate from college.
Right.
Don't think he even graduated from high school.
And became the richest man in the world. And a lot of that was just hard work.
Mm-hmm.
But more often than not, I hear people, you know, anti-Bill Gates this, anti-Bill Gates that.
Mm-hmm.
But in you know, just from where I sit, from the computer world, he's doing a lot for the computer world.
Yes, he is.
How does this figure into, you know, as how is it changing the world? Microsoft 95 has changed the world. No doubt about it.
No doubt about that at all.
So because of that, I mean, even people who hate Bill Gates use 95.
Correct.
It's the best system to work with.
Correct.
And the most common one that most systems all operate on.
Correct.
So, from that, you know, basically they have to have some kind of belief that, well, you know, it's a system.
Mm-hmm.
We can't change the system. We can certainly work with the system to make it work.
Correct. You see, Bill Gates is a very interesting individual that he started outside on the fringe and has now become the mainstream. I believe there's a joke going around that Bill Gates is final proof that the nerds finally won. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fact that he is hated, despised, liked, admired, all sorts of things, is perfectly natural and to be expected in a third dimensional way. The fact that some people fear power, some people are drawn to power, some people fear money, some people love money, some people fear change, some people love change. I think if you were to poll everybody on your planet that had heard about Bill Gates, it would be about 50-50.
But in six-dimensional society,
mm-hmm.
if somebody's like Bill Gates did the similar thing, he'd be more like 80-20.
Yeah. Because he is benefiting the population.
Right.
And the fact that he is amassing a fortune is irrelevant.
I think it's just a side effect.
Yes. I don't think he deliberately planned to become the richest man in the world.
No.
I'm pretty sure that he may have dreamed of one day being wealthy enough to buy a house, maybe wealthy enough to own, you know, a few computer stores or possibly even a company. I think he had no idea on where it was going. I think he was pleasantly surprised.
I fully agree with you. He presumably acts the part of being pleasantly surprised.
Yes, and also I think he was very naive in what he was doing. But having done that, he is a prime example of what can be achieved.
Correct.
With certain skills, beliefs, and understandings, anything can be achieved. And he has proved that admirably. Somebody that didn't even finish or graduate from high school, becoming the richest man in the world. What better dream? What better example for the people? Somebody that keeps themselves to themselves, but yet helps and benefits other people. Windows 95, Windows 97, even though it is hot property, or was, has changed the world. Any more questions? Okay. Greetings and felicitations, Russ. I will have to be quick and say, let us open the floor. T has covered things admirably and has kept within topics and specifications and has no longer had a tendency to be needed to be watched. It will be nice to see how our other watch person or watch person behaves. She too seems to be behaving herself. Okay, as I was saying, let us open the floor up immediately to answer question sessions.
Okay. On the question side, T and I were working on the technology of third dimensional Earth
mm-hmm.
and the way it relates to how the Earth is progressing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to work on a little bit of the conscious and psychic side of the world that is a result of this.
Okay. And your question is?
How do the two interrelate?
Well, technology is certainly something that can be used. There are two sides to this. One is that technology takes away stimulants and therefore decreases spiritual growth. And on the other side, it increases it. Now, the question is, why is there the two different points of view? Well, if you're sitting at a computer screen watching flickering images and manipulating keys, you are certainly missing out on a lot of stimuli from external sources, from the real world. But on the other side, you're constantly using your mind. You're constantly learning new things. You take on the characteristics of the computer world or the cyber world to constantly upgrade. Upgrading is up learning, continually learning new things, even though it is not coming from external sources. So the technology boom is beneficial and negative. Its six-dimensional nature or behavioral patterns that it starts to create certain moral values, certain moral behaviors, the constant drive for advancement, are positives. The lacking in stimuli of external world, interaction with other people, learning other things also is important. But these factors play together if you take both the external and the cyber world and run them together. It stimulates you in such a way that you use the computer behavioral patterns in your normal life, which in turn causes upgrading or learning, interaction, stimulation, and understanding.
All right, I'd like to address that if I could.
Certainly.
Computer behavioral patterns. Now, for those of such as myself who are laymen as far as that term goes, I wonder if you could explain that a little bit and how it relates to the human being.
Okay, so computer behavioral patterns. Computer behavioral patterns are the necessary drive for advancement, logical thinking. One step leads to the next logical step. Logical processes. 1 + 1 = 2. 1 and 0. On and off. Stimulation of the mind. The comparisons between the connections on a motherboard and the connections in the mind. The speed and thought processes of both the human brain and the computer brain. The development of both running concurrently and separately. The development of both running together. These are computer behavioral patterns. The logical analyzation of a situation. The logical outcome. The behavior of right or wrong. These are what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay, now for more than 30 years, the world has been influenced and almost controlled by the advent of the television and its media, I'll say mind washing, but it's a rather strong term. What it's actually
40 taking years,
place.
Actually.
40 years. Now we have the internet. We have computers. We have a trend that was looking at blending television, the internet, phones, and so on into one mainstream form of communication, learning, and interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you see that then as then we are progressing from a point that we maybe got to and we're stagnant at?
No, for the simple reason that as the popular medium of the last 40 years, you have me at it then, has been advancing steadily and slowly from flickering tubes in black and white to color tubes flickering to crystal clear pictures to the computer to integration of the computer, the communication medium, and wired communication, telephones, all funneling together at the same time. A gentleman, Mr. Babbage, developed the first computer back in the 30s, at about the same time that your television came into being. They have grown together refined and developed more rapidly. As one progressed, the other progressed. In 79, development and research led to the development of the microchip, which went into digital watches, televisions, telephones, computers. Computers at that point were large, clunky objects. Certainly they had modems. Certainly they were plugged into networks, but very primitive networks, much like primitive transmission stations for projecting pictures and images. Now, they use fiber optic cable for transmission of picture and images that are no longer being transmitted into the atmosphere in such large quantities. The computers are now linked into very professional, but still needing refinement, networks. So the development of both has been at an accelerated rate, which is compatible. They have run parallel courses. Where do they go next? Next question.
Okay. One of the things I've been working with a friend of mine is the future of the world and where it's going to next.
Mm-hmm.
My comment, as we've discussed before, is that there have been many civilizations on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
There are none of those civilizations still here, but the remnants and the memories of those are very much with us to this day.
To use an interesting quote, it is sometimes wondering with the rise and fall of so many civilizations that if your planet could speak, would it be something akin to being seasick or time sick?
Quite correct. One of the points I made is in, 50 years, someone's going to say, remember when there used to be things like ATMs?
Mm-hmm.
My question is then, how close are we to actually that particular scenario?
Closer than you would imagine. Okay, let us look at something.
Okay.
Now you notice I'm rolling up the sleeve.
Yes.
Okay, this. What is this?
Digital watch.
What is inside it?
A crystal that controls the amount of time that passes for every second.
Which is controlled by what?
A electrocon.
Controlled by?
A battery.
And also in here is?
Another microchip?
Correct. Within this, the microchip and this system, there is the potential this to be as powerful as that on your lap.
Mm-hmm.
And to do far more. This, with a simple wire or a simple adapter, if I place it back on the wrist and demonstrate, two little plugs attached to where these buttons or either side of them, a little clip in, you are now connected to the internet. A few buttons here using these. Very little change. You can talk to your watch, which in turn takes the vocalization into a computer that you have relayed to. With certain signatures that are run throughout every body, your body, the host body, the person that will be reading this, the person that will be listening to this, their bodies have certain signatures that are for them only. Certain heat, certain vibrations, certain genetic material. You plug in. You are now connected to the World Wide Web from a terminal. I am at a requisition place for produce. I am purchasing a supply of food. The quantity is $29.20. I authorize this. Or the computer that you have just plugged into tells your computer that you have these items. It then asks you, is this okay? You okay it? The information is transferred from the computer you have plugged into your bank computer. Your bank computer tells the computer that you have A, enough money, B, not enough money. You have now purchased a supply of food, and all you have done is just plugged it in and said the word okay or hit a button that says yes or no. That is closer than you think. A card this size could quite possibly have as much information stored on it as you wish. Within the next 20 to 30 years, personalized cards that are as powerful as your laptop will be available. Not the cards themselves being that powerful, but what they can access. And they will be very cheap. They will be able to access your bank account, your medical records. They will have your medical records on there. They will have your personal finances on there. They will have your police record. They will have your social security record. They will have your history of your occupations, and so on. These are very close. 20 to 30 years into the future, they will start to become common. With liquid crystals, you could actually put a small monitor in there and be able to communicate much like a telephone. Yes.
Comdex. I saw screens the size of my watch face.
Correct.
Hey, last question.
Okay.
How is it that we are going to actually have time to do all this if Tia's predictions are her scenarios?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Coming true.
Okay. What we are doing is we're focusing on the sunny side. We are focusing on the necessary drive for technological advancement. On the negative side, certainly some of these, if not all of these things, will happen. But with the alternative side, we have looked only at the sunny side. What is the negative side? How does the negative side come into play in this? What can these things do? How can they interact? How can they be used for control? How can they be misused? How can they be subverted? What harm can they do? You're welcome. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back. Hey, brought up some very interesting factors there, didn't he?
Stuff you've probably been watching for a while.
Sorry?
Stuff I'm sure you've been watching.
Oh, yes.
Interesting, though, watching the compute comdex.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I saw screens, computer screens, the size of my watch face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 5 or 6 of them, all playing the same exact picture.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most amazing thing I had ever seen.
It is.
Pretty amazing.
I had one like that when I lived on my home planet. It was an antique. It was given to me by my grandmother.
Yes, but your race is already reaching the stars, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. We've inhabited sister worlds.
Right. I would hope you had these things.
Uh-huh. Can't get his ears to stay like mine. Oh, well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my lad.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I am doing well.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Okay. First of all, it's an honour and a pleasure to be able to talk to you from the back garden. Mm-hmm. Apart from the inquisitive prying eyes that should be welcome to our wonderful hostess, be getting ready to sleep. I will be back.
Okay.
I don't know why she wants to do this. She suggested... Mm-hmm. Let us do it without haste. Okay. Yep. Uncle Russ. Hi.
I can't.
Christmas. Merry.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Christmas. Russ. Merry. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Russ. Hugs. Hugs. Hugs.
And kisses. Idea. That was adorable.
Okay. There was a logic to what I did.
Of course there was, darling.
Which was?
To get them off to bed. Stop their inquisitiveness and get them all off the bed.
Correct. And it worked. Okay.
That was adorable, though.
Yes.
Uncle Russ. Oh, I love that.
Yes, it was entertaining. Three little cubs in their romper suits hopping in and saying hello.
That's first end of channel. Unless you just got a little... meows here and there.
Yes. It still amazes me that they will say what they're going to say in two languages.
I can't wait till Mark.
They preface themselves. I believe Mark is aware of the fact that they kept on running in the mouth and was having problems controlling them tonight. But they will state a whole sentence. This is what Tia's taught me. They will say, yeah, hello. Well, let's take what they've just said.
Okay.
They said, hello, hi, Uncle Russ, Merry Christmas. And they said that in their native language and English. Obviously, derogatory and English. So when they did the meow, I'm not even going to try to pronounce some of the words. Because I know I will seriously dishonor the language. But their greetings, their understanding and their comprehensions. Okay. let us look at something that has interested me for a little while. Something that I have thought about. Something that your race is very fascinated with. How to rejuvenate the body. How to keep yourself looking younger. By rejuvenating the body with your current medical technology is impossible. Certainly plastic surgery can help to maintain you looking young, but to extend your life is almost impossible at this time. So, how do you live longer without rejuvenation technology and capabilities? Well, it's very simple. Very simple. One is eating healthy. Two, it's being active. Three, and something that until recently I did not fully appreciate, is learning